Begin the grand daf Maseches Nazgaf Nun Beis Rina Manal. Begin to mount. Begin the words of the Gemara that the Gemara wants to bring a raya regarding the question of an ant that's missing a little bit that it could survive. Is it still going to have the tumah of a barrier or not? So the Gemara says Tashma to bring a raya from Bohem. It says Bohem. Now Yochel Bekulin, you would think then if it's only when it's entirety. It says it's going to get a shrotzim. Except by shrotzim, it says Hashipa Memol Teichai. If it's going to fall from there into the inside of the vessel, Malcolm Athens said, but now elsewhere it says, something that's going to touch them when they're dead. So it says over there that, so it says mayhem and it says bohem. Mayhem means from them, meaning it sounds like even part of them, not the whole thing. And bohem sounds the whole them. So the words of the rice are hoketzad, meaning, as Tais when the Asher Shneim HaKras HaLal B'chol, how can you resolve these two psukim? Is it bohem only if totally, or mayhem, even part of them? So the Brisa says, "V'shir chacham b'kadoshah." So the chacham evaluated the size of a lentil, meaning because the mekari mehem, it's part of the sheretz. She said, "The mikta sheretz echad, part of one sheretz." But the mekari mehem still considered all of it. How is that possible? As Tais quotes the word "l'fish achemet," because the snake, the lizard, the snail, the lizard, tchilis b'yosim b'kadoshah, the beginning of its creation is the size of a lentil. Shema menos shiur gemiras. So obviously, you see that the halacha mishvin is shiura, meaning the fact that you need to have the size of a lentil. Because the lizard, even though it starts off the size of a lentil, behind imragal b'karnav, that's with its legs and with its antennas. Because of a little bit from it, make it less than the size of a lentil. Even so, it would survive. Even so, you see that it needs to be mamish, literally like a lentil, like the way it was created. Obviously, it has to be intact. So obviously the ant wouldn't be chayv. The Gemara rejects. It says the quotes. Amr Shmaya kibin shiura b'kadosha. When do we say you have to be the measurement inside of the lentil exactly? That's where it didn't have a soul yet. As Tais says, like the lizard, if it's missing a little bit in the beginning, we cannot consider it as a creature any less than that. Never is going to get a soul. It only starts off. It never starts off less than that. As Tais quotes the words of Gemara Hechad and but if we already got Neshama Kugin Malachai like a living ant, Chashuvah here, so Gisus add on the words, so it's considered as a barrier already. Ki Av Kitzes Reglau, Hashem Dov Mendes, even if you cut up the legs or some part of it, Yechel Adan Lichis Habik can still live a long time. Shechayat Lo Medav Shekatzes, because its life does not depend on what's cut off. There, you wouldn't have it right, and maybe you would still be Chayat for that of a barrier. Next Tais Master Bimur Digmara, Ivoilu, the following question: Shedri Gugos Tanam. When we say in the Mishnah that the halach of tiklachas, it becomes tummy from the spine and the skull, is it shedr vigogos? In other words, the tavka shnei megalech, that it has to be both of them, that you have tumma in oil to do, that you have to cut off your hair and start over? Or is the words of the Gemara, I duma, or maybe oy shedr oikogos not? Maybe it's either or. And Buhatin says, same thing, demastin da alois, namber, like ask the same question, Mishnah alois in the second parak, that is it does have the tumma of oil individually or together only? That actually sounds like Gemara shortly. The Ma'aseh Masdin the Olis Lipshe Bayin. The Gemara brings the Mishnah Olis to actually answer our question. So the question can be asked on either one of them. So the Gemara says Toshma, let's bring a Raya from a Brisa. The Brisa says Shadr Shagard Revel Olin Shabav. If you have a spine that most of the Ulam broke, pierced. In other words, Tais explains Shibur Rib Tzlois Shabav. Most of the ribs broke, which Targum Shal Tzlois, the Targum of Slice, which are possibly brought in Bereshis, is al ulam. So it's too much that most of the ribs broke. So Allah is Taisa quotes in the words of the Brisa. Ta'echet can be tar, which Taisa explains, but Alma, I mean, in general, we say, as the Mishnah says in Allah's, Karma chasam b'shadr v'chulu, what's considered missing of the spine, meaning b'lech tamid ashnap b'mtami. So Amma shmo pegel atrefas, and hold up b'mbez and b'ez, says the same question that then applies b'chen atrefa, what's considered as a mortal defect. And the Gamkan near Rabbi Yitzchak here also appears Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yeshlashvit could compare the two sugyas. The Imnish Tabar Ritzel has said that most of the ribs break. Not only is it tame, I mean that not only is it not tame because it's missing trefer, it'll also be considered a mortal defect. Because on regular trefer is over the nafnim bezim enough. The Shtab Rib Shneid Stadim ever breaks on the majority of both sides trefer. Nekor gets uprooted, not just broken. The nafnim bezim enough, then even the majority of one side. So see, it has lach of trefer also, not just not tame. Now, continuing to say Maslam, so it's going to be tar, but if the words of Mishnah are, but Kevin, the grave of Philip Mishnah Bavas, even if it's broken, or detached, it's going to be tamid. Why? Nesha Kevin and Tarfa, it says as in the word, because the grave combines it. It says, that's Allah Mesh Mazina. Now, the raya that the Gemara is bringing is what you can see from this, is that, as it says, the code is time of the Gavad. Sounds like the reason is because the ribs are broken off. then it's tar. But if it wasn't broken off, tamei is going to be tamei. As tamei is going to be kasar, because that's the Gemara assumes the ayah b'leikul gaila. So we're talking about just the spine without the skull. Even so, it's going to be tamei. And as the words of Gemara are b'shmamin da'ichay da'gulos, then obviously it's either or, not that you need both together. Trying to Gemara answers as tamei's words are mikatani. Did we say holy gira tamei? But if the ribs are not broken, it's going to be tamei. How come Ashma? What we're teaching you is the chigira tayra. No, we're teaching you when it's broken off, it's tar. But idaf tamei. The other case that you're asking, you could still ask. As Tais is going to pierce, in other words, Mikdan, do we say holy gira tamei? But if the ribs are not broken off, it's going to be tamei, meaning below gugos without a skull? No. Maybe even with a skull. And if alpha became even so, kigira tsalacha, but if most of the ribs break off, it's going to be tar. If you eat the rest, you could still ask. In other words, below gira, if the ribs don't break, and there's only a spine without a skull, the bailach, you still ask the question, is that enough, or does it have to be both together? So the Gemara says, okay, let's, as Tosfos quotes the words of the Gemara, Tashma, it's being a raya, where the Braisa says, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Shish Devar Rabbi Kiva Matame, there were six things Rabbi Kiva held was Tame, which as Tosfos quotes, B'savach Kachosha V'Hanach Shish Devar, shortly the Gemara is going to bring these six things. But Chom Matarim, Chom said it's Tar, and because Rabbi Kiva ultimately retracted and said that they're Tar. What does the Braisa say? So as Tosfos quotes, Maisa Shaviyah Kupa Malei Atzom as a basic Nesha Shaltasim, there's a story that they brought a box full of bones to the shul of the Tarsim, which Peres Tarsim is serving the Chesh of the Kappa Smiths. And as the words of the Brayso, they put in the ear space, meaning, where there's no roof over it, and that's not something, because maybe people that come into the room of the same oil will be tummy if they come in there. But then the story goes on, Nichnas Taidis Harefe, so Taidis doctor, all the doctors came in with him. He said, there's no spine here from one dead person. Which Tais explains, but Perish Mishnais Matsasi in the commentary to the Mishnais, they found Doch Is V'Sefri. This is born the Sefri. The Amr, they said like this. And since they said, okay, some say it's Tar, some say it's Tamei. Now let's make a vote. Perish, in other words, what they were saying was, Bekiva Chachamim, they have Shenechelku. They Machleikis is Bechadu Begugel Zabam Mishnei Mason. Regarding a spine and a skull, that it's a combination from two different dead people, where Besomach Meisla and Shul, the Gemara brings this Machleikis. Besides all the Parag Beis Mishavam Namitam, look, that we also say they're Machleikis. So it's going to be Kiva Tchila. So they start Rabbi Kiva to hear that his opinion is going to say it's going to be Tamei, because it's not from one person, but it's from two people. V'tir, and he said it's Tar. Amar Leh, they said to him, wow, how about Tahusha, Yisim, and Tamei? You're the one that always said it was Tamei. Tiak, you said it's Tar, so you're Tar, and so they should be Tar. And some of us add on the words that Amram Shuni says, no, Adyam Meister Rabbi Kiva until the day Rabbi Kiva died, Hayim and Tamei said it's Tamei. Claim, in other words, Leh Chazabai, that he did not retract from that. But Yehuda's version is that he did retract. Now, but one thing the Gemara wants to make a deek is, as Tais quotes towards the Gemara, times like a shedger, the meis chada. Yeah, the reason is because you don't have a spine from one dead person, pesh meis chada from one dead person. But as Tais quotes towards the Gemara, ikar shedger goes to meis chada. But if it would be a spine or a skull from one dead person, it doesn't make a leichel out that the nazir would have to cut off his hair for that. No, obviously you see from that shedger goes non that it's either or. And that Tais says the words v'dachi. The Gemara rejects and says the following words. Maybe no, it's saying I don't have to tell you. In other words, I don't have to tell you that it didn't even have a spine and a skull together from one dead person, which that would work, but it doesn't even have that, and not only that, it doesn't even have a spine even from one person. Which I said, Sarah, I want us to look into this. What do they have to show to the doctors if the spine was from one dead person or not? But the mistama is a protection of Shabbatus. But we could presume that the ribs were broken and detached. But me and Lo, we said before the Af Meis Echatay that even for one dead person it's tar. Rabbi Yitzchak says the Ayri Tumah Kagoyin Al Oisnat Samais Tumah that on those bones Hail Odom Oid Mekever that the person was leaning over when they were still in the grave. Amal El the previously the Gemara previously said Kever Mitzarf then the grave would come in and we wanted to know the person who was over that Kever would he be Tamei? Oh, that way we had to see if it was from one person or not. The Gemara says, okay, that's not a right. Toshima, Tais quotes the word, the Gemara, let's bring a right from the following, that brace itself, from that number, what were the six things Rabbi Kiva originally held with Tamei and Chacham said Tar? So there was Alev Menames, a limb from a dead person, which came from two dead people. Number two is Alev Menachai, a limb from a living person that came from two different people. Number three was Achatzikav Atzama, Shabbos Mesim, a Havakav of bones that came from two dead people, which Tais explains. But like the fact that the Brisa doesn't say over here, Val Reva Atzama, Shabbos Mesim, and a quarter of a kav of bones that come from two dead people. Kitam says, oh, it's like the way it was told, Mishnah Alis, and Zagabrak, Bluk, Rabban, and Machlik, Rabban. Obviously, if the thing can prove the Hochel Integlach is not, I hear it talking about regarding the hair cutting. of starting over the Nazir, where the Inma Galecha Pachas Machazakav doesn't have to cut his hair off to less than the half a kav. That's why he picked the half a kav, because Al Reva Kav doesn't make sechat, because even if it was one dead person, it was only a quarter of a kav, Inma Galecha would not have to cut off a sechat. That was seen like we learned in the Mishnah. But Hasim, then Tumas Oil, great, because in there in the Oilis was Tumas just regarding Tumas Oil. That's enough for the quarter kav. Here Tumas regarding the Nazir being Megalech. Next is the Maslam. Is the Maslam, as the Rav Ranchberg says, Revi is Dam. Quarter of Leg of Dam, Shabbam, Shnei Mason, comes from two dead people. Because the Ilabam Mesechah, that came from one dead person, the Bekim Megalech, actually, according to Rekiva, you would have to cut off your head. That was seen, like we learned in the Mishnah, on later in the Nevov and Beis, the Rekiva, according to Rekiva. But the Rabban and Rabban disagree. Now, in our Mishnah, we taught Rabbi Kiva Hadabit, Rabbi Kiva retracted in this Mishnah we're teaching. Now, but then the Mibayi Lil Mikkel Rabban, the truth is, regarding Rabban, we really should have taught Al Chatzilog Dama Bomishne Mason, because even one dead person is only worth half a look. Either Rabbi Kiva, the Upper Revis Maglech, it's just that because Rabbi Kiva, that even by a quarter of a log, you would have to cut off. So, not going to have to pick a Revis. That's Haraf, that's Rabbi in the Parrot. Next cases were, as Tezu quotes, Val Etzim Kisa'ira, a bone the size of a barley corn, and this is taken out by the Rav Ranchberg, but this bone the size of barley corn, Shnei Klishlam is split into two, which are explained Afki Hu Memesechet, even though it's from one dead person, El Maisa was split, that's another case that had Machlekes, and the last case is Tezu quotes, Vashid Ragugolis, the spine and the skull, which Tezu Memesechet is always in Perek Beis, Tanya Behedya. It was explicitly torn in the brace of the book of Rabban, and their machleik is Hashem Vagod B'Shnei Mason, the spine and the skull from two dead people. That was that case. But as a continuing next to the Masa, which belongs on Ahmed Bey's, the words of the Gemara, Abbi Sagat, if you think to say, Oishad Agagailas, that they're independent, it's either the skull or the spine. So Hanesh Shabbat happens. There's actually seven cases. The patient of the book of Rabban, the Yamachleik of Rabban. The problem is, Rashi told Shabbat, Rashi said six things. Obviously, Shabbat Vagod's Chad, it's one case. So Metama, Habalah, actually, it's not Metama, one without the other. I'm saying the machlik is regarding Shnei Mason, but regarding one, it sounds like that it would only be both together. Shan, the Gemara says, no, Lohim Shadr Gugulaz Ketrecha Shevelehu. No, actually, they consider independent. It's actually one or the other, and they consider two independent ones. But Basami, Etzim Kisarecha Mechoshban Neshishadvam, but delete one of the other cases of a bone the size of barley corn from the Cheshman, from the calculation of 16. Because the Chikitani, when we say Shishadvam, the Plague of Rekiva, 16 that the Chacham disagreed with Rekiva is Lafuki, Etzim Kisarecha. That's not counting the bone the size of barley corn, because the yachad with the polygon, that's only individual tana disagree with the tana. That's the type of that we see. It's an individual tana of that of Rabbi Yechim and Nuri. And therefore, that's not counted from the sixth.